Saxhain project has Zaymish and Elephant Claw project has Zaymish and Dalid. We're in the middle of talking about the third category of Kalim, which the Mishnayos have been discussing, and that is utensils made out of wood, leather, or bone. And the Mishnah says, Kol Kli Eitz Nechlek Lishnayim, any wooden utensil that splits into two, Tahar, it can no longer become Tomei. Or if it was Tomei, then it will become Tahar. It will lose its impurity because it's now useless, it can no longer be used. Chutz Mishulchan HaKofel, except for a folding table, V'tamchoy HaMiznoin, some kind of dish which contained many different parts to place different kinds of food in there, so if it gets split, it can still be used with that which remains. V'epiferin Shel Balabayis, this is a kind of folding chair which a person at home would use. When these things are split into two, the individual parts can still be used, and therefore they still have the status of a kli and can become tomei or would remain tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-moges, even a moges, which is a dish which was used for serving food, and once again it had different compartments, usually only two. In this case, two different compartments for two kinds of foods, the Koid HaBavli and a Babylonian Koid, which is a similar idea, it was just used for liquids. Kaitzvahen, those are similar to these utensils, meaning that these two, if they split into two, they can still become Tomei because they are still useful. Some actually explain that the Mogis and the Koid HaBavli were the same utensil, and it could hold both food and liquids in the different compartments. Continues the Mishnah. Klei eitz me'emesam kalim tumah. From what stage can wooden items become tomei, meaning when are they considered to be completed, such that they gain the status of a kli and would be able to become tomei? Hamita v'ha'arisa, a bed and a cradle which was used for a baby, mishayos shufim be'or hadog, from when the wood is smoothened with the skin of a fish. That's what they would use to sand down the wood in order that nobody would get any splinters from pieces of wood which are rafa, or which are jotting outwards. Gomar shlo loshuf. However, if he decides that the item is completed without smoothening it, in his mind he considers the bed to be completed, then Tomei already from that stage can become Tomei, because to gain the status of being a kli, it's enough for the owner just to have the mere intention of no longer adding to that kli. Rabbi Meir says he is more strict, and he holds that hamita, a bed, can become tomei mishayisorig b'shloisha botim, as soon as three rows of the ropes, which were the base of the bed, have been woven. The bed consisted of a wooden frame with ropes going in both directions woven together. So once we have all of the ropes going in one direction, and then three rows perpendicular to that, where they're actually woven in between the ropes which are already going from one end of the bed to the other. Already from that point, even though the majority of the bed has not yet been woven in both directions, and therefore it's not yet fit to place the leather or whatever mattress they would use on top of it yet, nevertheless, as soon as three rows have been woven, one is able to sit on that part of the bed, which is considered to be very similar to the main function of the bed, which of course is for sleeping on. But as soon as we're able to sit on there, that's considered to be enough for the item to become Tomei. Whereas according to the Tanakama, the entire bed has to be woven and sanded down before it is able to become Tomei. Mishnah Beis, the next couple of Mishnahs are going to talk about different kinds of baskets which are woven or made in different ways. And the first method in which the baskets were made, which is going to be discussed in the Mishnah, is where they would start off with, once they have the base of the basket at the bottom, the person who was making the basket would lay out reeds or twigs, whatever he was using to make the basket. Lots of these sticks coming out of this central base, similar to how a sun is drawn. A sketch of a sun, there'd be lots of rays coming out of the middle. That was the first stage in making these baskets. And then they would bring more sticks or material, whatever they were using, and weave them in between those twigs, going in a more horizontal direction, going around the basket to make different layers and weaving that in between the twigs which are jutting out of the central base. So the Mishnah, Salam Shel Eitz, wooden baskets made of twigs and the like, Mishayachsaim. Once the top rim is completed, via Kanev, and he cuts the ends of the twigs which are still jutting out from the top or inside at different points in the basket, there would be bits sticking out, so you would cut those off, and then that is considered to be a completed basket, which would be able to become tome. Michelle Tamora, if it's made of the leaves of a palm tree, which are much softer, even if he hasn't yet cut the ends, which are on the inside of the basket, the parts jutting outwards, but on the inside of the basket, tome, already from that stage, can become tome. Shekin Mekaimin, because people would often keep those bits in the inside of the basket without cutting them off, because they're very soft, so there's no danger of anybody getting hurt or cut by the ends of these small, soft branches of the palm tree. Not really branches, more the leaves. And therefore, that would not be a necessary stage in the procedure of making this basket for it to be considered complete. Kalkola, a small basket made from reeds, Mishayachsoim v'yekanev, once he completes the upper rim and he cuts the end pieces which are jutting outwards or inside the basket, v'yigmar satluya, and he completes creating and attaching the loop from which the basket can be hung on the wall. This basket was usually not just hung on the wall for when it wasn't used, but when it was used, it would be used as a basket whilst hanging on the wall. And because of that, only once it is fitting to be hung on the wall is it considered to be completed, and as such would be able to become tamei. Beis Halginin, a box or basket which is designated for holding mini barrels, kinds of very large cups, or if it's designated for holding regular cups, even if he doesn't yet cut the bits which jut out on the inside of the basket, tome can already become tome, because they would often keep baskets like this and not even bother cutting the bits which extend on the inward part of the basket. Therefore, it's not considered to be that the procedure of making this basket hasn't yet been completed. It has, and therefore it can become tome. Mishnah Gimel, Hakrenu Aktanim, small baskets made of reeds, Aklosos, and small boxes, again, which are fashioned in a very similar way, Mishayachsam Yekanev, from when he completes the upper rim and cuts off any edges of twigs or leaves which are jutting outwards, or even on the inside of the basket, from that point onwards, it would be considered a completed kli, which can become tome. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss a second method of making baskets, and that is, instead of at the beginning coming out of the base, lots of sticks or leaves, such that it looks like the sketch of a sun, and then beginning to weave the leaves in the other direction. At least the way we're going to understand, this second method of making the baskets began from the base, and they would have a very long leaf, or more likely to be some kind of rope, which was very long, and they would wrap it around the perimeter of the base, and going upwards and upwards, one layer on top of the other layer, and again, this was one long rope. And as they surrounded the base with it, they would weave it in and stitch it so that it would obviously remain in place. But it was unlike the first method, which involved putting all of the sticks for one direction of the weaving in place, and only then to start with the leaves which were going in the other direction, weaving them in between the ones which had already been set in place. So this says, Akanonim HaGadolim, large baskets made out of reeds in this style that we just described, Vasugim HaGadolim, and very large baskets, which once again are made like this, Mishiyaseh Shnei Durim L'Roichav Shalohem. Once you wrap it around twice, such that there are two layers around the base going upwards, two rows one on top of the other, so although he's certainly likely to continue with making more layers so that the basket will be higher, nevertheless, it is fit for use already at this stage, and it's not visibly an uncompleted basket. If there were these sticks going upwards, waiting to be woven in between them, so then it's very visibly incomplete. But since this basket is made starting from the bottom, going upwards, so already at this stage, visibly speaking, one could argue that it's complete on a certain level. It can be used, it can contain things, and therefore it can become tome. Yam Notho, this is a kli that we've seen already in the previous perek, a very large sieve which has a frame around it. Chvara, or a different kind of sieve that has a frame around it. A chvara has larger holes than a Notho, but they're very similar, they're both sieves. the Kashlam's name and a sort of bowl which is used as part of balance scales and is made of a sieve-like material and a kind of basket material on the outside. Mishiyasa dur echad lerechav shalahen. These things become tome as soon as they have one layer surrounding their perimeter. Even if it can't hold lots of things in between it, the purpose is really not for holding things, it's for using it, just to keep that which is on top of it inside there without it just dropping off. So it needs to have a rim around it, but already as soon as it has just one layer, one row surrounding its entire perimeter, that is sufficient for it to be used, and it therefore can become tomei. Hakupa, a box made of basket material. And this box was made similar to the original baskets that were discussed at the beginning of the Mishnah and in the previous Mishnah, where you start off with lots of these sticks or leaves going in one direction, and then you start weaving the other leaves in between those. As soon as you have two layers going around the entire basket, from that point onwards it is able to become tomei. V'ho'arok, and a kind of tray which is made to have quite a short rim. Mishiyasa b'yit sefira achas. As soon as just one layer has been made around all of it, it is able to become tomei. We can see in these examples a very important factor to take into account when defining the completion of the procedure of a particular kli. That as long as it is fit for use already, then even if it's very likely that he's going to continue adding on to that kli, as long as it is not totally obvious, you know, it's possible that he might just cut off the rest of the sticks which are going upwards, and it could be able to be done with it as it is right now. So as long as it is fit for use and it can contain things, already from that point onwards, it will be considered complete enough for it to be a kli and become tomei. Mishnah Daled, clay or leather utensils, which have the same laws as wooden utensils, from what stage are they able to become tomei? What is considered to be a completed leather item? Once again, the Mishnah will list a number of examples. A turmel, a bag or a knapsack, which is used by shepherds, Mishiyachsoim v'yikanev, once the upper rim of that bag is made and the bits of sticks or leaves which are sticking out are cut off, it is considered to be completed. As long as you just do one more thing, according to the Tanakhama, Mishiyasa kichesov, and you also make the string which is used to close the bag shut. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishiyasa es oznov, as soon as you make the rings at the top of the bag to which the string will be attached, even if you haven't yet attached the actual string, already from that point it can become tomei. Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning and logic being that there's no particular special kind of rope or string that has to be used to close the bag. You can really use any material once you have these rings attached to the bag. And therefore the string is not considered to be a vital, an intrinsic actual part of the bag itself, because you can just use any string to close the bag. Next case, skirtia, a leather apron which is used by people who work with leather, turning animal hides into leather, mishayachsoi mikanev. Once again, once you close it off, mishayachsoi means you sort of do the last stage of closing it, or of doing the top rim. It's the word which is used to describe the completing of the main structure of the kli. So in this case, that involves folding over the edges of the leather apron and sewing the sides of it, the kanev, and then when he cuts the edges, the parts of it which are dangling, and he straightens the apron out, the yases tzitzasa, and he adds the band to the rings which are on the side of the apron in order to be able to tie the apron around him, at that point it is considered to be a completed kli. However, Rabbi Yehuda once again says, Mishiyasa tabiseho, as soon as he has made the rings which are attached to the side of the apron, even before he's added the actual band which is going to be used to tie the apron, already from then it can be tomei, since there's no special band which has to be used to tie the apron, and technically speaking, any piece of string or material can be used. Because of that, it's not considered to be a vital and intrinsic part of the apron itself, and therefore the apron in terms of itself is considered to be completed as soon as the rings are there and you are able to attach anything to tie it around your body. Third case of the Mishnah, ketovulia, a sheet of leather which is placed on top of a bed, sort of as the mattress of the bed, or the base of the bed, mishayachsoi mikanev, when you finish off the structure of it, which means that you fold the leather over on its edges to the edge of the bed and sew it to the side of the bed via kanev, and you cut off any dangling parts of the leather. And interestingly, Rabbi Yehuda in this case requires more to be done. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishiyah says, Ki chayseha. Only once you attach the strings to the side of the leather, the strings are used to fasten the leather tightly around the bed. Only from that point is it considered to really have been completed and would be a permanent fixture to the bed, and as such be able to become tomei. Final case of the Mishnah, Hakar v'hakeser shel or, leather cushion or pillow and a leather sheet, Mishiyachsim v'yikanev. When you complete the structure, you sew it shut and you cut off the pieces which are dangling and protruding outwards. And with regards to the pillow or the cushion, that means that really there are three main steps over here. There's a step of sewing shut the cushion on three sides, and then you have one side open in order to stuff the pillow shut. The second stage is actually stuffing the pillow, and then you would sew it shut on that fourth side as well. So according to the Tanakhama, you would need to sew it even on that fourth side, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishayisperem, as soon as you sew it on the three sides, v'yishayar b'hem pochs mechamishot tfochim, and there is less than five tfochim open on the top side of the pillow, which has not yet been sewn, and the pillow has not yet been stuffed either. Already from that point, it can become tomei, because you can stuff it really with anything you like. The stuffing, once again, according to Behuda, is not considered to be a totally intrinsic part of the pillow itself. You can use anything to put into the pillow. Of course, the pillow needs that to be used as a pillow, but it's not considered to be an intrinsic part of the pillow itself, since you can just use anything to stuff the pillow. So as soon as the pillow itself is ready for stuffing, it is able to become tomei.